Mr. Schutt, real one. Where were you born, Mr. Schutt?
Born in Calmley.
A date of birth?
The 16th of April, 1912. The Titanic went down, I came up. So there you are. That's a good sign, isn't it? You'll not forget that.
What was Thornley like as an area?
Well, it was a pit. Pitman, you know.
Was it a closely knit community?
Oh yes, everybody knew one another and trusted one another, as you say. You know, everybody was. You could leave everything open and this doors open. You could go anywhere, not lock the door and come back. Things would be the same as if you couldn't do that now. You know, could you?
A colliery area, was it a tough area? Were people aggressive in any way?
Well, there was plenty of beer going them days when I was a laddie, you know. I mean, the beer was beer them days. They were drunk, and every weekend there was always fights on. About Pitman. They used to take the horse from them, you know, and they used to shove them in the other place, prison, you know. Put them in down there, and you used to put them in there overnight and sober it up and let them out again. That was the way of life then, for them. It was just smoking beer them days.
What did your father do?
My father was a butcher. He was also, as I know, as a kid, I was only, you know, he used to work at the shipyards at Hartlepool. Married at Hartlepool, my father and mother. But I don't know very much about, you know, I'm the youngest in five boys and two girls, but the two kiddies died young, so we had seven.
And that was usual for the quite large families, weren't they, in those days?
In them days, some of them had 15, you know.
Had your father served in the First World War?
No, he was exempt of that, I think. He worked at the quarries and all, the shipyards. And no, he didn't serve in any war.
Did he earn good wages?
For them days? No, there weren't good wages them days. There were hard times. Very hard. As a matter of fact, with some of these youngsters now, they don't know they're born. And the women and all. You know what I mean? The gadgets they've got. We used to have the bus stick when I was a lady for washing. The blue model soap, you couldn't get a lather with it. And I remember my mother, she had a terrible time. My father was butchering, and I had my brothers, Billy, who was butchering, and Frank. We were all in the butcher's trade. It's young lads. And men. And then the other one, he was a bricklayer. Worked at the pit, down the pit, as a bricklayer. And,
I was talking about, you know, the difficulties of growing up at that time. What was the size of the house?
Things was bad. The house is down now, in here. Of the picture there of the street in the olden days. Oh, the houses was bad.
How many bedrooms did it have?
There was no council houses, it was all old houses. The most colliery houses, you know, rows of them down beside the pit. And the wheels of the colliery was, and the motors was going, the buses. When there was an accident down the pit, you know, they were just the same as they say. On the pictures of old pictures in Northern Ireland. Used to often be blown. Accidents, and then all this whops on about them. My mother used to tell me, I wish to her to say there was a put pay on in Thornley. There's no wages came through for the men. That was before my time. Just what I heard, you know.
But times are pretty rough.
Oh, yes, they were. No doubt about it.
You said there were 7 children in the family. How many bedrooms did the house have?
About 3. Whole house.
Cold water only?
No taps. Just a street tap. Down the street, in the middle of the street, you know. That thing. You see them at...
So you had to, in effect, carry all water from the street tap?
Yeah. Well, it was the days. I can remember them. Can you answer any more questions?
I was going to ask you, clothing and food and et cetera would be a problem. Were you well fed?
Well fed.
Did your father have an allotment?
No. No, he had an allotment.
Your mother would
do... No, it was just a kiddie then, you know, when you're growing up. About a bit older, these. Not the mine. I'll tell you this much. All my brothers, they smoked since going to school. And they all died of lung cancer and heart failure. I'm the oldest one, the last one. And I'm 86. That's the way it was then, yes. Everybody died then, it was between 60 and 70. Because over, and you know, we were doing well then, yes. That was the smoke, and then the miners, you know, the life they had in the elementary, dust and whatnot.
Being, your father being a butcher, you would be able to get hold of meat quite easily.
So yes, we used to make sausage meat and things like that, you know. Sausage bone with somebody, and what was left in there, what the thing couldn't push out, pushing the skin, if you understand what I mean. We got the rest, things like that. And down that Article Street there, Tony, where we lived in the back, there was a shop at the front. As a matter of fact, that's the shop I worked in when I came left school, the grocery shop. When I was 14, I left school.
We'll come to that. In
things like that, right? Or bits of things like that. We seem to be like more better off, you know, for grubbing that.
You'll be able to get things from your work. Yeah.
Well, I was well fed.
Your mother didn't work.
No, women didn't work then. Days. Their job was in the house, looking after the family. They never, very rarely worked.
Clothing, was that passed down from brother to brother?
Oh, I suppose it would be. Yeah.
Did your family go to church or chapel?
My mother did go to church, yes. We went to church. My mother was a Protestant. A Catholic. My father was a Catholic. And we went to Catholic school, which was about 3 or 4 miles from here down the road there. Queen Thorny, we'd leave. There was no buses then. We had to walk backwards and forwards. You know, no dinners, nothing. It was a comfort. Dinner over the tread back and be back within an hour, all the way from, you know. But no, you see, all the carry to school with their own cars these days. Things was a hard one, them days, there's no two ways about it. And yet, they were happy, some of them, you know, they still managed. They wouldn't all manage these days, going back to that.
You'd have to make a lot of your own entertainment and enjoyment.
It was, yes. For Christmas, I was looking for a few nuts and oranges in my stocking. That's about all. Nothing else.
How old were you when you went to school?
Started 5 years old.
What was the name of the school?
Holy R.C.
What are your memories of life there?
We were happy enough. We always had plenty of games, but bowlers and one thing like that, that's about what we had, you know. But local blacksmith used to pick us up with the bowlers and things like that.
And race them up and down the streets.
Go to school with them and all. And nowadays, you see where it is now? New bicycles and they smash them up here next door. Just smash them up. The first bike I got was a lady's bike. And you're well off if you've got a bike them days, push bike.
What are your memories of school?
Oh, I hated school. I did, I hated school. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't ever think I was going bad now. We won't throw the same.
What did you dislike about it?
Why, I was terrified of the teachers them days. The schoolmaster and that, he used to go mad, man, with a stick, and notching all the way down, you know. He used to get the hammer in them days. See what we're about now. They're attacking the teachers now, isn't it? Yeah, seriously.
Did you have a favourite subject that you liked particularly?
Drawing. I liked drawing, that was my favourite subject in school. I hate the school. It's terrible.
Did you have any tests or examinations to sit whilst you were there?
Yeah, we got exams, you know. But when they were putting them from class to class, I finished in class 7, I think that was a top class. Well, practically everybody did. I mean, when I first started, I remember sitting on these little stools in the infants.
And you said that the dish, the caning out.
Pardon?
You were saying that you got caned quite regularly.
Oh, I did, man. Yes, so I was terrified at the school. I hate the school. I remember I was at the start of school. I hadn't been there, and I was just a kiddie. And the teacher put an apple for us to draw. I remember this plain as air. I hope to tell the wife. The lot here, you know, then put this apple on for us to grow. And I drew the apple, and the teacher's walking down the back of me, and I didn't know if she'd come across my head. No idea. Then just clipped it the back of the head across the face, you know, the wallop. Because I drew the apple and I put a stalk on. I thought it looked nice with a stalk on, you know, and it leaped. Remember, as a matter of fact, that was fair, like, clip across the hill, and I was only a toddler. We were still on these little stones. That was the way it was then, yes. When I was 14.
Did you take part in any sport?
Very little. We used to bird nest when we were kids, and that was. We used to skate when the ponds was frozen on the way to school and things like that. We skates then, yes.
It's quite nice countryside round the village, isn't it?
It is now, yes. Just over here, there used to be a Thornley Hall. There used to be, where the pit is, there used to be like a big holler. There used to be trees. Down below was a pond. And that used to freeze in the middle of time, and they were all out. Sundays and weekends. School teacher, the old ladies used to be on the skating. That was their hobby then, just anything like that.
Did you have a cinema in the town?
We had a hippodrome, but my mother used to go back further than me, and she used to tell me it was a wooden hut what they had. We used to have a magic lantern, you know. That's the sort of pictures they are. There were still silent pictures when we kids down here. Silent pictures. We used to go on the Saturday afternoon, pay a penny, and go in.
Any other leisure time activities did you have?
As a child, we never got down to seaside, you know. If you go down there, it was marvellous. If you had a walk down from here, or get the, there used to be a train, Thorny Station then. It was called Thorny Station. It's 2 or 3 miles here, it's out of England. So we used to go down there, you know, to get the bike. Trap or coach. And the first little car that came up was just a little buggy bus. You had to pay 8 pence to get down to the station, and from there to Hartlepool or Hart. If you go down to Hart, you go down to Hart Sands. If you go down to Black Hall Rocks, that was another seaside spot, you were doing well. And then we go down there, it's not as kiddies. Later on, of course, it was different. We used to go down there and stand on the platform and used to get these chucky with the 5 boys on. I don't know if it goes back a long time. This is chocolate, another 5, you know. And then you would hear the bell ring. The train was coming up Hartlepool about 10 minutes beforehand. They would come puffing up, taking all this puff, you know, pull up. And that's the way they used to get about them days.
You wouldn't have an annual holiday?
At school?
Well, no, you'd have your school holidays, but the family themselves, you didn't have an annual holiday.
Hard work for me mother them days. Nothing. She's very hard working. She had the trailer in the butcher's family, all these slops and aprons, hardware and hand things, you know, all had to be screwed and washed. There was no tablecloths on the table, they were all bare and screwed white. Well, if you go to Beamish, I mean, that's the style going back.
At the Open Air Museum.
It was just like that in my time when I was a kid.
How was the house lighted? Was it electricity?
We were lucky. We had electric because it come through the shop next door. And it put one of these, the shape of the bulb, and very dull. Just like, you know. And he was long stuff along for that when I was finished at 14 at school. And he wanted me, as a laddie, the one he had, he said he was no good, something anyway. He couldn't rely upon him, you know. And he was determined to have men in the shop. Well, that's what I didn't want. I hated the shop. Didn't want to go into the shop. But my mother dragged me around there. I went around, and, you know, and there they were bargaining how much, you know, a week I was going to get. And old stuff says, well, he says, I'm going to get 5 shillings a week. Well, she says, I think it'd be a bit more than, worth more than that. And I started off 6 bob a week. That'd be about what, 30 pence these days? And do you know what I had to do? There was an hospital over there, about 3/4 of a mile from here. And it was like a fever hospital. Now, what broke out them days? What was it? It wasn't chickenpox, or something like that broke out in the area, and it filled up.
It was a scarlet fever, which was...
No, it wasn't scarlet fever. It was some sort of spot. Where I worked at this shop, had a little iron barrel with 2 little wheels on, and I used to pull loads of stuff twice a week over that hilly there, near the pit, rough slats, mud and everything for 6 pounds a week. And he used to disinfect me at the gate before I could go in. I remember that, it was full of them.
What time did your work day start?
Half past 8 in the morning. The shop, half past 8.
And what time would you finish at the end of the day?
Six.
And that was up to the Friday. Did you work on the Saturday?
Oh yes, that was the busiest time.
Was it again the same hours on the Saturday as you did during the week?
No, on Friday stopped a bit early, late. Friday night, it was about 8 o'clock.
Sunday, would you have Sunday off?
Oh yes, Sunday was a real. I mean, I did go to church them days, chapels, churches. All the chapels and churches, all them days, Salvation Army, Main Street on a Sunday night, you know. Oh yes, the good church goes them days.
So you were basically a delivery boy in the beginning?
That's right. I was in the bath shop. And man, I'll tell you what, we had some mice, black socks. Everybody had them in the place.
In the houses?
In the houses. Everybody. And flies, you had no idea what it was like. There were millions of them. You could have one of these papers up, it would be full in less than in a crack. Where they come from, I often say, I can't understand it. It was terrible. And mice in the shop. I was in the back shop. I'll tell you what, and I'm telling you this. They used to bring the flour in from Sunderland, Robson, carry the sacks of flour in, and put them on top of the bins in this old place where I worked. I was afraid to go in the front shop. He put me a white jacket on when I started, you know, and I didn't want to be in the shop. So I started there anyway, and I used to just traps, mice, setting them, and emptying them every morning and night. And blacklocks. You had no idea. The Hartley jams, them days, used to come in pot jars. And they used to put on the top a piece of greaseproof paper and tie a bit of string in that, you know, that's the way it comes. And the blacklocks used to chew through there and get underneath the jam, you know. And the mice was eating into the bag of the flour. And I used to have to get the, as a lad, riddle that flour, the dirt. That's all. They all went out. Them days. No inspectors, nothing. Nothing like that. No.
It's amazing people didn't catch more illnesses than they did.
That's what I said. We talk about it many times, you know. The smallness of the guy. But they used to die younger then and all, mate. My brother-in-law, he used to drive the hearse for the coffins and that, and he used to see it. He used to be the uses. When you look at that, every coffin, you look if you got over 70. 60, no, about 70 something. That was the limit then.
So the priest would be an important member of the community?
Oh, yes.
So you were a Catholic family?
Oh,
you
know? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did he visit regularly?
Oh, yes. I did them days. Oh, yes. I had a blessing from the Pope there for me. Diamond wedding, not long ago. That's it on the wall there. The daughter got it for me. She's a school teacher. She's in She has 2 degrees, and about 9 A11s and 3 A11s. quite proud of it, but Newcastle, the university, has seen it through, you know.
I think education became very important for working class families, educating your children.
Yeah. We were never attempted, everybody has a chance to go to high school, but them days, you had to be a certain age. And if you hadn't that age, you missed being carried forward. So you just had a, most of them we just left at 14 and that was it. First education.
Was there a great deal of animosity in the village between Protestants and Catholics in those days?
I think there was in the olden days. There was. They got on badly together. What for, I don't know. There were.
Did you get involved in anything like the Boy Scouts or the Boys Brigade or Church Lads Brigade?
All of the times where we spent our time was what they call on the all. The Methodists and the Wesleyans, we used to go over there, you know, on the Sunday, and pots and pans, and just play around. Same it would be what they call the Big Dean, the halfway house there, the crossways. The Big Dean, what we call the Big Dean. That's where we used to go on Golliness. Used to just march up there and go in and play around the trees, and everybody went up there at the din. The whole community. And probably have a band playing. An ice cream man, that's as much as he couldn't get down to the sea, he couldn't afford it from here.
Do you have any memories of the effects of the 1926 strikes in the area?
Yes, I have. Not the 26th strike, but I can remember the First World War. I can remember my mother. This is quite true, this. When the bombs were skimming up, the Zeppelins then, they were dropping bombs. We were down the cellar in this big house down there, with youngsters. And I remember my mother shouting, Frank, you know, shouting my brothers up, you know, they're up, you know, they're coming, you know, the bombs. I remember I was in a wooden cot, that lad's in, and my mother just pulled me up. I remember dragging me over the top and catching my knees, you know. How old would I be then, though? I must have been about 3 or 4 years old. And I can remember being down this cellar, and they were down on the knees, they were moving that, and I remember them praying, you know, he's coming and all this, and that, you know. And when it finished, the sirens must have gone or something. We came out and we stood on the corner and we looked over. And I saw that Zeppelin coming down in Hartlepool. I still see it. I wasn't very old. Whether the men looked like dropping out. You could see, you know, things. The Zeppelin just doubled up and came down in Hartlepool. That Zeppelin. And then the next day or two, they were trying to get down to Hartlepool to see the damage, just because the houses was blown up, you know. I hadn't seen anything like that them days. And I can remember that as plain as anything. I thought it just come down that plane. It just seemed as though it come down in the Pidgeotty for me. And it was at Hartlepool. It was that little searchlights, you know, pulling all over the place.